spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, do we have all our ducks in a row here? I think we do. If you're joining us live, of course, you're aware of the fact that we're 1 hour late today. We had to push things back. That's how busy things were here earlier today. Anyway, great of you to join us. Thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure having you with us. If you're joining us live or later on, of course, in the archives on BitChute, library, through the websites redice.tv or redicemembers.com. My name is Henrik, and we have Lana right over
there. Yes, we are here.
We are here.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day, but it's happening now.
It's happening now. That's right. we'll tell you it at some point.
At some point, we'll fill you in on
some details
stuff
here
that happened today.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you to everyone joining us. If you're new to the show, it's always a pleasure having you here. Of course, it's the show where we kind of break down some of the latest news, talk about some of the current events, important stories. We try to have some fun as well, throw in some splashes of humor in this absurd.
No fun allowed. You got to ban jokes. You know, they're dehumanizing, right?
The absurdity. We have to laugh against it. It's not. Yeah. I mean, it's not black pilling or, you know, that's not the point of this, obviously. But we cover a lot of stories which are just a borderline absurdity, and then we have to laugh at them. You know, to cope basically. Got
to cope with the insanity. You know?
Yes, that's right. That's right. All right, so yeah, a lot of things going on here. Jam-packed show, of course, as usual, a lot of things to get into. If you do want to join us in the Super Chats here today, a great way of doing that is, of course, dlive.tv/redicetv. That's a great way you can share. And we heard here from a dear watcher / listener here the other day who wondered, what are the diamonds and the ninja genies and ninjets that you talk about? And it's for the record, for those who don't watch on D-Live.
If you're watching, I did get that message. he's a little older, so, you know, he's trying to catch up.
That's what I'm trying to bring him and others up to speed who don't know. It's basically, you know, we can get super chats during the stream. Some send ice creams and lemons as well.
Never knew it was going to come to this. Someone would have told me one day. You're going to get ninja genies.
Lemon currency, right? It's DLive blockchain-based live streaming platform. So people can send messages through that. So that's what that is when we mentioned that. What else was it I wanted? It was something I wanted to mention. And it's just,
we have a lot of letters. We've received a lot of nice snail mail because, as you all know, we're mostly functioning on snail mail right now.
Yes.
So thank you to everyone who is supporting us. It's vital in these times. We're dealing with some massive stuff on the back end here. So we really definitely do appreciate that. And we do have to get through some of those letters at some point.
We do.
Some people wanted a shout out and whatnot.
Yes, and we haven't forgotten about that. We'll definitely do that. So we were planning today, though, on doing somewhat of a, and I don't know if we'll be able to even pull that off, but somewhat of a shorter show, like an hour and a half maybe or something like that, you know. But if we're going to do the shout outs, the letters, we won't get going here until half an hour.
We'll just have to pick a couple
minutes.
every
show. You know what
something.
We'll do? We'll do a call in show. And then we can do it before we take the calls.
We keep saying we're going to do that.
I'm putting it in the schedule. Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, DLive, that's one way. And then also open is entropystream.live/redicetv. I'll keep an eye on that throughout here.
Thank God for alternative platforms right now. Thank you, Entropy. Thank you, DLive. And thank you, BitChute.
Yep.
So that's everybody right. continue to support those platforms.
That's right. I saw actually one on Entropy Stream here already. England Lives, Laura Towler won the debate. Yes, I was going
to
mention
awesome.
That. Glad you mentioned
that.
I was watching Unwashed stream earlier today because I missed the debate. I think it was from yesterday. And then he streamed it earlier today and he did a recap of it. And she did very well. Definitely check that out.
She's very good. Yeah.
Very good. I forget, was it British Lives Matter. I forget what his name was again. The guy who was her opponent or whatever. But I mean, she did, like, you can't, you know, some of the points she brought up, he couldn't answer it. It was just, yeah. It was the same leftist name calling. It was just, you're a Nazi,
all
and racist. And
it
was just like, wait a minute, are you supposed to be a conservative or in the middle of the road? Or what's going on here? Okay. Anyway, yeah, great job, Laura Taylor, if you happen to be watching. Good job. Mm-hmm. So highly recommend it. I think I'll link up the stream actually on redice.tv here a little bit, either later tonight or tomorrow. So a heads up on that.
Now, she's potential female politician you guys would all vote for, right?
Yeah, patriotic alternative, of course. Yeah. So thank you for that, by the way. Shout out to MP over there, said that England lives. Laura Taylor won the debate. I saw one just came in here from Lycan Warrior 10, says NBA ratings have cratered due to pushing of BLM propaganda and LeBron saying that he doesn't want Trump voters watching.
Well,
yeah, good NBA.
And exactly. Turn them off. We want that to happen.
Of course, turn it off.
Turn it off.
These teams, these
turn
companies are hostile.
Turn on shows like this. Turn that off and turn this on.
That's right. Sounds good. So thank you for that, Lycan Warrior. And of course, we covered, if you missed it in the Weekend Warrior show, we covered NHL in the latest Weekend Warrior. Definitely check that out.
There was National Hockey League.
Yeah, National Hockey League.
Sports and climate.
How they're starting to cave as well to BLM and stuff like that. Some agitprop from that. But all right, let me do a couple of these real quick here, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll dive into some of the topics. I saw a couple of chats here on DLog. Lord Aragon sends a diamond, says, first, here's my August shekels. Well, thank you, sir. Good to have you here. Mr. Wright donates one, two, three, four diamonds. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Patrick Casey with a diamond. Good to see you, Patrick. Thank you for that. Homeland with a diamond says, thank God it's Friday. That's right. It is Friday. Thank you. Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. The last red squirrel, or the last red squirrels, actually it is, donates a Ninjagini as well. I think I get the reference there, by the way. You get the reference there? The red squirrels? The plight of the red squirrels?
Yes.
Diversity?
Yes.
The importance of biodiversity. Thank you. I appreciate that.
There are white squirrels, too. Remember, we saw them in North Carolina.
South Carolina.
Was it South Carolina? Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought it was in North Carolina.
I saw one in South.
Festival, like Brevard or something.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Yeah.
Slomo Cool with the diamond. Thank you. No message. JC Stalling with the diamond says, hail Henrik and Lana, stay strong. My people, thank you so much. We will. And with your help, we definitely can. Thank you. Nerms with a diamond. Thank you. Our Lives Matter with the diamond says, this Euroside thanks to sponsors Fortune 500. Yeah, it's on the highest list of the corporate agenda right now, the ongoing madness that we see. Thank you. Obergreuper with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Virginian Drifter with a Ninjagini as well. Says, best way to fight back is to simply boycott all these corporations that support woke bullcrap. Yeah. I agree. It's very simple. Thank you so much for that.
And you save money because you stop buying stuff pretty much in most places.
Yeah, yeah. And keep it inside of an economy that among people that support each other and stuff like that too. Right?
I think it's another good trend though that people like on our side are learning to simplify their life, learn to live with less in order to not support all these people. Like there's a lot of crap that we don't need. So
I feel like self-sufficient.
Yeah,
right?
That's what becoming it's about. More self-sufficient
too. Exactly. Okay, a couple more here. Let me see here. Space Cowboy 14 with a diamond says, this time the world. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the diamond and stuff like that with the diamond says, looking forward to the show. Danke, Red Ice. Danke schön to you as well. With a diamond says, Hervu. Oh, okay, I didn't get that first. Oh my God, that's one of my brain days today here. Total brain fog. Glenn the Chinaman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello. Maybe.
See? He can laugh. Anyway. He has a sense of humor.
Yes, exactly. Not so damn serious about everything all the time. Hey, check out this one. So let's dive into some of our topics right here, ladies and gentlemen. Karens.
I can't believe they did this, honestly.
Karens have gotten, of course, a bad rap. And of course, later on, as we continued, it was kind of a little fun in the beginning, whatever. But then you realize it was basically an anti-white slur being used against white women, right? And they were called Karens, no matter what they did and stuff like that, right? But so Domino's Pizza in New Zealand, mind you, though, so it's a little, not the U.S. branch, but they were actually offering free pizzas for Karen that had like a bad day, for nice Karens, they said, that had a bad day. But then the offer got so much backlash that they pulled
why it's because they're giving white women free pizza. Yep. So it's white privilege. Yep. Oh, God, you know?
Whichever way you slice it, Domino's Karen promotion in New Zealand was destined to fail. The American Pizza Giant's branch in the country decided to give actual Karens a break since their name has turned into a derogatory term for entitled white women in social media. In a bid to give the women a break from the negative connotation, the chain launched a giveaway calling called Calling All Nice Karens on its New Zealand and Australian sites. And then, of course, outrage and shutdown and canceled, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Good stuff. All right, let me see here. Where are we? Oh, this one happened too. This is kind of interesting, actually. Pushed the wrong button there. We had some fires here recently in not just one, but actually two different World Trade Center buildings. This one is in Belgium. Check this one out here. Kind of interesting. A fire broke out at the top floor of the World Trade Center of Brussels.
And it wasn't a plane.
In Belgium. Not that we know. And it said, I guess, was it the future is
it's
here?
It's here and it's on fire. Yeah, yeah, like, God, that's prophetic.
Uh-oh. And so
burning skyscraper, yeah, so that's about right.
Interesting. And then I started searching for that, and I was like, oh, well, try to find like some more news stories. And there's very little coverage on that alone. But I found this one here. Fire also broke out at World Trade Center in Abuja. This is a little bit earlier, of course, or a while ago, a couple of weeks ago, back in July. But it's kind of interesting that here's the video here too. Abuja's tallest building currently on fire. Now the World Trade Center building here. It's just a short video here, right? But so people were like putting this together, and they had watched like a lot of these both fires, but then of course explosions and all that kind of stuff. And this came out like a little meme here. All of this happened in the last 24 hours, if you aren't paying attention. Beirut, of course, Lebanon, the major blast there, the potential bomb. We'll talk more about that in a bit here. But then you had in Haesan, North Korea, huge fire in Wuhan, China, another huge fire in a chemical factory. United Arab Emirates had a huge fire. Iraq and St. Paul in Minneapolis, or Minnesota, I mean, also had one. And so this, you know how mainstream media does it these days, right? They start covering, it was something that started going, I'm getting my things mixed up here. Sorry about that. Is this the one? Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Okay, here it is. So USA Today. I'll take that Beirut one a little bit here. But fact check claimed of 6 explosions worldwide in the last 24 hours is not entirely true. And it harkened back to that image, right? They're gonna give us a fact check on it if it's really true.
Like Snopes. It's accurate and, every time, right?
Of course. And as usual, it just harkens back to a rhetorical issue. Well, it turns out they were not all blasts or explosions, and therefore our verdict is not in, it's well partially true, but not entirely true. But they actually, you know, they claim there were a total of 6 massive explosions within the last 24 hours, and it was like, okay, some of them were fires, and we don't know if there was an explosion that caused the fire, but it could just caught on fire, right, for some reason. So they go through case by case here, right? United Arab Emirates, the picture that we showed, Haesan, North Korea, Najaf, Iraq. What's going on with this loading page here? Jesus. Okay, they're not loading now for some reason. That's very interesting. They went through the other... Yeah, look at that. It's just completely cut off. There it is. Wuhan, China. Jesus, some sluggish thing here. St. Paul, Minnesota. Our ruling partially false, but when you looked at all of them, it's like, but they all happened, and they were all major fires, you know, kind of thing. But this is what you get from these fact checkers now, right? It's just pretty bizarre stuff. All right, so here's the Beirut thing in a way. Just a quick update on that. I covered it in great detail in the last week. No-go zone, Wednesday. Check that out in the archives if you didn't see that. But Lebanon's president here said that the explosion is either, I mean, it's kind of down to this now, right? But it's either due to negligence or missile.
Well,
or
that's
bomb.
Kind of the only options really that everyone was thinking. Right?
But the fact is, it's still interesting that he mentions missile and bomb.
Yeah.
Right, as opposed to just say no, it's just because the official records initially was like, it was a blast because of negligence. That this ship had just been standing around there for 6 years, and then they put a fireworks factory next to it, and then they had a guy welding right next to it, and then you know, it was this chain event basically that took place, right? So it's very possible that something shady with this is going on. We have totally not ruled that out, and I don't think Beirut will do as well. But we know that the consequences of this could be. Incredible when it comes to Lebanon. Like 85% of their grain were destroyed in this explosion. They have had a really tough economic time, super difficult with the COVID thing and stuff like that. A lot of shutdowns, economic turmoil, and now they can't use their port, which they use to bring in the majority of their food supply. Bad stuff.
And then on to New York, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. Give it up for Letitia James. She filed a lawsuit, well, all the people behind her, too, to dissolve the National Rifle Association, also known as the NRA.
So wait, hang on. Can I do...
you want to do that one first?
Hang on. I think we've got our stuff mixed up here.
Uh-huh.
This is good. Hang on here. I don't know what happened here. This is crazy. You see how it loads slow to my my windows? Look at that.
I see that.
Anyway, dive into it.
Yeah, get that over with real quick.
Go ahead.
So basically claiming that there's fraud and there's abuse and all this other crap, like there's no other organization of this kind that has, you know, fraud and abuse and stuff. Well, on their side, I mean. Because the NRA is a huge lobbying force and they're not on their side, so they have a problem with it. But as many critics of the NRA on our side say, they're actually very wimpy and weak defending the Second Amendment. They really don't have any balls, are not really helping much. And there's other orgs that can take their place and do a better job, like Gun Owners of America, and I think it's 2AF, another organization that will step up. But they're really going for the NRA hard right now.
Yeah, definitely. And also, of course, here's the one. There's the one, right? James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, and you know, think of him what you will. I think what he's doing is very, very needed. I think he's doing good work. I know he has some critics and stuff like that. But so he has been denied the ability to buy a gun by the FBI.
He's on some naughty list.
He put me on the NICS background checks system as a convicted felon. Are you James O'Keefe? The FBI has you on some kind of list. You want to watch? Have you watched the clip? Should we watch? Let's watch it a little
bit. We're probably on that same
list. The single barrel shotgun.
What's up?
I'm just interested in a shotgun.
Gentlemen, look for anything in particular?
Looking for a shotgun.
You have to run me through the system, right?
He just films everything now, everywhere he goes.
Yeah, get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a federal background check.
Okay. Denied you.
Denied?
Yep. Sorry, you were denied.
Denied?
Ah, man, unfortunately, they denied you.
Denied?
You're an American citizen. You haven't done anything wrong. Now,
all
of a sudden, they're shoving a polo stick up your ass.
Project Veritas, the videos.
That's
who I am. I don't know if that has something to do.
That's why I know the name.
Yeah.
I recognize. That's why I know the name. You're James O'Keefe?
Yeah.
All right, settle down, man.
I hope it's not retaliating against
the pink rifle for some
journalism.
Anyway, let me pause there. But the point is,
it's basically he's been put on the equivalent of like how people on our side are put on the match list, even though they're not crooks and criminals, so they can't do, you know, banking, like payment processing banking. No. So he's on that same list. I wonder how many other people are on this similar list as he is on. Innocent people, by the way.
It's basically just if you do something that we don't like, we will just we'll make you into an enemy of the state. Essentially,
you're a potential threat. Right? That's what it is.
Again, it's like, you know...
Wow,
it's
amazing.
It's incredible when you think of it, right? But the way that the fact that they go after people on this level... And again, there's nothing to do with the law or the fact... Like, they just break their own rules.
It doesn't matter.
Just, and it could be...
Doesn't matter if
it's
true or not.
At the end of the day, it's down to probably a couple of individuals. So like, yeah, I don't like the guy. Let's just make sure he can't buy a gun, the guy.
I mean, it tells you how corrupt the FBI is.
Yeah.
They're enemies of America.
It's incredible.
They hate nationalism.
Yeah, I mean, and he's not even like that. He's just like exposing bullshit in the journalist industry.
He's not like
for the
some hard right person or something.
No, of course not.
He's just like a normie kind of Trump conservative.
Right, exactly. But, you know, that's
doesn't matter.
That's the enemies now.
So, I've been hearing this kind of stuff more and more, even from some other kind of people that aren't as well known. And I wonder if this is going to be one of their tactics moving forward. You know, putting people on these lists, right?
I think so.
Oh, you said this once in a video. We heard you say this, and you're a potential threat, so you can't buy a gun.
Right, and then it will be other things. You can't go on an airplane. You can't rent a car. You can't. I mean,
there's no end.
Where
because
is it going to end?
This is crazy. We're entering crazy time.
This
you know?
Is like
crazy
communist blacklists. Yeah. They're going to pop up here soon, and these people will become undesirables. They can't move as normal people within society. They can't do things to defend themselves anymore. And it's just like,
and you're going
to
be denied licenses going forward.
It's nuts. It's nuts. All right, do a couple of these here. Before we end up too far behind, Black Phillip with the Diamond says, Lana, you were great on Killstream. Please debate soon.
Cool.
American Life with a Diamond says, did you see Laura Tyler's Destroy That Idiot? Haha. Yep.
We're going to watch it.
In a little bit here. Or we mentioned it a little while ago, I should say. We'll definitely take a look and watch it. Maybe we should do some outtakes for the next show or something like that. With some good points in there. Rodders Nottingham with a Diamond says, Rodders Nottingham. Well, cool. Clarify the name there for me so I don't get it confused. Thank you for that. Soros Bot with a Diamond says, Arthur is now pushing the George Floyd propaganda. Arthur. Is that a chain? Remind me. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
Arthur is not pushing the George Floyd propaganda. But I would assume it's either a brand or maybe a show or something like that. But whatever it is, I'm not surprised. Sorry, I don't know what Arthur is. Soros bought again. Let me see. With the diamond says NBA stands for fake and gay. All right, Blood of Tyrants. With a diamond says, you are truly good people. Thank you, Henrik and Lana. Well, thank you.
We really are. We really are nice people, despite all the nasty things written about us.
Don't believe the lies.
It's just fake. Don't I say where Darby would say in the New York Times wrote about me. It's all just fake. I just put it on so that I can lure these women into dangerous white supremacy. Things like getting married and having kids. You know, it's so dangerous. Oh, my God.
We're highly irrational people that certainly don't try to have a good approach to the disastrous, political developments that we're covering and stuff like that. I mean, we try to be like cool about this and like laid back.
We are very cool about this, considering.
I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. But whatever. What are you going to do? Don't believe the hype. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Just make up your own mind for once. How about that? Don't let a third party. That's what journalism is, they said, right? Agenda journalism. It's about inserting opinions in between
the
consumer, if you will, of information and the source of the information to interpret an expert opinion, interprets for you. Well, this is what you should think of this.
So you filter all your thoughts through that before they meet you. You know, and I've seen that and with people I meet who've like read all this stuff.
It's like
they're
opinions.
Like having a hard time like in their brain. I'm reading this, but like she's being nice and oh my God, I don't know what to do.
It's opinions. Interpretations. It's like a complete bias, basically, that has like that they're dominating these people's minds, and then they just inject that into others while they try to claim that they're like objective and shit like that. It's incredible. Anyway, I don't want to get stuck on this. All right, Aktperta, I think it is. Greetings from Finland. I think I got that name. Thank you with the diamond. Thank you. Soros bought with a diamond says national parks are ethno states, must be shut down.
Pretty much.
We covered that the other day.
And also 411. Some people going missing. people going missing in those parks now too. What was the good documentary? Because there was a bad one he did that was really
missing
annoying.
Missing
411 Hunters. Watch that one. You can watch it for free and a couple different sources. But Missing 411 Hunters. It is rather peculiar what is going on. And I think it was Patrick Casey who first told us about this.
Yeah, it was someone. Ago, yeah. Actually, The Hunted.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one here. Let me pull this in real quick. This is the one right here. Missing 411, The Hunted. It's David Paulides. Paulides, I think.
Yeah, he used to be a police investigator.
Yeah, check that out. It's very interesting. We might have run a little excerpt from that here one day. I missed a couple here. I don't want to miss those. Evolution is Jesus with a Ninja Genie says, and thank you for that, Ninja Genie, by the way, says, buy guns before it's too late. We can't afford to lose Henrik and Lana.
No.
Well, we can't. We're not allowed to buy guns, right? So, we can't have a First Amendment. That's out of the woods. So why wouldn't they prevent you from having a third one?
They just do what they want anyway. Sorry. It doesn't matter.
They do whatever they want. All right, Brett with the diamond. Good work, you two. Blessings. Well, thank you. Blessings to you as well. And one more here, and then we'll move on. Homelad with a diamond says plaid army look. You're talking about my shirt? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've worn it a couple of times. You know how you get kind of bored of the
shirts. Come on, we grew up in the same era, too.
Lots of
grunge era. Hey, one more here. Brad Grumba.
Sure.
Hello.
Oh,
thank you very
good to see
much.
You, Brad. Yep.
Thank you for your generous Freedom Shekels.
It's always good to see you, Brad. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
And we never expect it, but very, very thankful for it. All right. So, latest news here from breaking a little bit earlier today. Trump has decided to ban TikTok and WeChat, two, of course, prominent Chinese websites, an app, a service, I guess you can call it a security risk, right? Within 45 days due to the fact that they're cooperating with the Chinese Communist government, right? Let's check out a little bit of how CNN reported on this. I'm sure they'll spin it somehow. Many of these companies now, major media companies, social media companies, they completely back China.
Mm-hmm.
They obey them. Yeah. They cater to them.
They remove and censor people for them
continuously.
But with this, let me tell you, these same companies and people, leftists that are like happy to ban people like us and everyone else from services, now they're crying. Now they're crying about censorship and free speech.
Yep.
I kid you not, the importance of the marketplace of ideas. Like, I have heard this shit being talked about from these people. The same people who are supporting, ban these people, get these people off, let's get BitChute off the internet, you know?
Yeah, we'll cover that in a bit here, too, the craziness with that. But all right, let's check this out a little bit.
President Trump is making good on his threat to crack down on two popular Chinese-owned social media apps. He's signed executive orders banning TikTok and WeChat from operating in the U.S. within 45 days, unless they're sold. Mr. Trump says the apps are effectively spyware. CNN's Hadass Gold is covering this for us from London.
Are they?
So many twists and turns on this story. What's the latest?
Or is it?
Well, hello, Chris.
Yeah. You never know these days.
Focusing on TikTok and, as you noted, WeChat, saying that the U.S. will ban these apps within 45 days unless they are taken over by an American company. Of course, we know that Microsoft is currently in talks to buy some of TikTok's operations in countries like the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. In this executive order, Trump cited some of the things we already know that U.S. officials are worried about when it comes to these apps, things like national security concerns, how they collect data. Ironically, also, they also cited that TikTok is used to spread the disinformation around coronavirus, which is a little bit ironic considering Trump himself has had some of his posts on social media actually removed by platforms like Facebook and Twitter for spreading disinformation around coronavirus.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
TikTok, as we all know by now, has become one of the biggest hits of the last few years. But almost since the moment it launched, it's had a rather bumpy ride. Take a look.
Give us the skinny. Oh, no, please.
Oh, I hate this. Don't do that. Dancing crap with their text.
TikTok has become a lifeline of joy.
This is basically the cancer of, like, culture here. Yeah. Global culture.
I can read thousands of comments from my videos alone that would say, like, this video, like, really made my day. I get messages all the time saying,
Guess what, Jake Sweet? How do you think the people are getting banned from YouTube feels?
Yeah.
They're not even, like, overall targeted for the website. They're targeted individually.
That's right.
I mean, their livelihoods shut down, demonetized, banned
it
outright.
It just snowballs from there.
It's amazing that all of a sudden this... Now it's, like, about a Chinese product. Mainstream media coverage on this. There's, like,
Oh,
my God. He's,
Trump
is making the millennials angry because they want to dance in front of their, you know, TikToks or whatever. I don't think we need to listen more to that.
No, we don't.
Bullshit.
I really don't want to hear this guy.
Here's
he's going to say like five more times. Like
Trump, like blew up, like more like than TikToks and WeChat. The latest executive orders targeting China could be deeper and damaging. Brace for impact. And it's basically the same. This is Bloomberg here, right? Basically kind of the same take on this, that it's like, Trump, can we use this? This is going to turn off young millennials and Zoomers and stuff like that. To Trump because of the fact that he's banning this app. Can we use that for, you know, to the advantage? But the problem is, I'm not saying I'm like, oh, good, you know, whatever, in a way. Like, sure, like, this is wherever there is censorship or banning of, whether it's a product or people or creators or whatever, I do see that as a problem. However, if there are backdoors directly to the Chinese Communist government on the back end to spy on people, there have been. I mean, there were TikTok was they were fined recently for, like, selling miners' data and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of these things that have been coming
up. Yeah, they do shady stuff like all of them do. They all already give information to China, as we know. And furthermore, though, I mean, there's plenty of communists that are already from China infiltrating America. They just walk through the border. I mean, how many stories have we heard of, like, double agents and spies and governments and FBIs and stuff? Like, they're already here because we can't discriminate against these communists coming over from China.
Nope, crazy. Roar with a diamond say, here are some neat bikes. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Roar. Shroon with a diamond. Good to see you, Shroon. Says, I hope they don't ban DLive. I'm sure the pressure will begin to mount here shortly.
Just
on,
like
on
his BitChute, these things are getting popular. They're growing, and it's really gnawing at them.
Yes. We'll talk about that in a second here. Thank you, Shroon. White Rabbit Radio, I see, hosting. Thank you, Tim. Always good to have you here. Make sure you follow White Rabbit Radio here on DLive as well. Homeland with another diamond. Thank you. Fledgling with the diamond says TikTok is cancer. Good riddance. Yeah, I mean, I can't. I'm split on it, but it's like,
let's ban Facebook.
You know, like, just get rid of all of them. Let's just get rid of all of them.
Except BitChute.
Well, they're getting to that one first, though. Evolutionist Jesus. I think I said evolutionist Jesus. Sorry about that. I see now that it's evolutionist Jesus. With a Ninjagini says, and thank you for that, by the way, really kind of, he says, if we're banning apps run by hostile countries, can we ban Reddit for letting Ghislaine Maxwell moderate it? Was there something with like posts about her stuff coming out that was removed or something? I wouldn't be surprised. Exactly. Just start punishing everybody that like censors and stuff. I still cannot believe, after everything that Twitter has done towards the president of the United States, that more hasn't happened towards them.
They literally just delete his tweets and hide them. And they're doing it more so after he said he was going to go after them, right?
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
Soros bot with a diamond says, can we worry about Facebook, Twitter before TikTok? I do agree. I do agree that they're far. And again, we've covered before, they're happily working with the Chinese government. They placate to them. They bend the rules. You cater in the sense that they tweak their product to suit them or to fit whatever they want and stuff like that. It's crazy. Sharoon with another diamond says, purpose. Don't look at Miss Mossad behind the curtain. You can't do that. That's right. That's illegal, Sharoon. I totally disavow. Our Lives Matter with a diamond says, when does the Red Guard show up for struggles? It's probably not too far away. I would assume.
Right.
Hopefully there's a white army that can join in on that too. I'm talking about the Russian reference now. All right? Okay, are we clear on that? Mr. Wright with a diamond says, TikTok, dance in themed NATO bases. Yeah, that's right. Roar with a diamond says, better Chinese backdoors than Israeli backdoors.
They're all bad.
I kind of see that they lead to the same place at the end of it.
Right now they do. It seems like they do. I know.
I mean, China's intelligence surveillance grid is just like funneled through China, basically, as far as I understand the situation with the Belt and Road Initiative and stuff like that.
Plus, they also love Israel over there now, too. So.
Of course they do. Nerms with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Shores bought with a diamond against us. Trump being censored on Twitter bans TikTok. LOL. Yeah, well, exactly. That's our point here, right? But yeah, glad you put it in those simplified terms because that's what's happening here. McCooley with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Actually, two diamonds. And then here, Leslie, we have Obergreuper with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. Says, in the words of my favorite Catholic saint, Mel Gibson, we need freedom, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the scene?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a while ago since I saw that. Really good movie, actually. Very good movie. Very good movie. Check it out. Look at how sluggish it is here. Crazy. Okay, anyway. So, let's get to BitChute. BitChute links banned by Twitter. Twitter censoring tweets containing links to BitChute video service flags posts as potentially harmful.
We can confirm. Plenty of people are confirming. So
it never ends. It just never ends, right? Video hosting service BitChute has accused Twitter, it's confirmed now, tweets including links to the platform, and numerous users have experienced the apparent ban, though the social media app has yet to officially respond. BitChute said here earlier today in a tweet, it appears as if Twitter has started blocking all tweets that contain BitChute videos. Please test this and share your experience in the comments below. People did, of course, and this is what showed up and this is what they saw right here. Sticks and some other people did this. Even Fimpool did that as well. Something went wrong, but don't fret. Let's give it another shot. Now, that showed up initially. After that point, that's changed. And it now says, we believe it can lead...
This is harmful for you.
Harmful content.
So we're going to block it for you.
Yeah, that's right. We've taken the step for you.
We're just looking out for you, really.
We care about you so much that we just want to protect you.
For your health.
Apparently, Twitter's not blocking links to BitChute. Let me see if there's a change here in the text down below here. No, not there. Something went wrong. I'm just looking for those when they actually started saying, warning. And we've showed this before. Warning, links may be unsafe and stuff, certain websites and stuff like that. But then, of course,
unsafe for them because it's probably links exposing the truth about them.
Among others. Exposing all kinds of things. And again, it's like this, it's this tired, old, dumb... Well, there's just bad people on BitChute.
Yes,
like,
we saw corrupt hope. What is it? Hope not hate, or whatever the hell that org is called. Mm-hmm. They were just prior to all this happening, were lobbying Facebook and Twitter to not have BitChute links and use law enforcement to investigate BitChute for the distribution of content that breaks British law, calling it like saying that terrorists are putting stuff up there. Terrorists all like to use Facebook to stream their stuff, don't they? And that the government should introduce an online harms bill that includes meaningful consequences for platforms such as BitChute, just BitChute, that host and distribute terrorism, extremist, and hateful content. So it's been in the works now for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the accusations is that, and I mean, again, BitChute follows the law, and this is the only, when it comes to censorship, this is the only thing you have to do. If it against the, if is it against the law, then yes, then remove it from your website.
Right.
And of course they have to do that because otherwise they will end up in trouble and jeopardize everybody. So basically, what is the law? As far as I understand it right now, it's you can't make threats of violence and direct like calling for violence
exactly.
Of things like that. On the other side, on the other hand,
we hear that on YouTube all the
time. We see that all
Facebook
the time.
And Twitter,
that,
like massively.
New York Times has headlines where they're calling for violence.
Alternative platforms that are being scrutinized like this, like Gab, same treatment. You know why they hate BitChute now and they're looking at them? Because BitChute has had massive growth, okay, that drives them mad. They ban us. We all go elsewhere. Now we have audiences over there that are growing again. We're building it up again. We have almost 40,000 people there again. We have more views on some of our videos there than people get on their stuff on YouTube now because it's just blocked everywhere, right? Figure it out. This is what people want. And it is a growing alternative for people to be free to be able to speak their mind. How dare we have the right to criticize our governments and these elites in power and take part in the political debate of our age? You know, so this
just shows. Just ban it all.
It shows their desperation to prevent us from having these important conversations. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be so dangerous and harmful to them. These words that they like to use describing our kind of content.
It exposes a lot of the bullshit that we're being asked to swallow here, basically. And it's not only that BitChute is beyond political. There's
all kinds
faction.
Of stuff there
There's
now.
All kinds of things there now. People who
just
basically
free thinkers.
They're people that have intentionally left YouTube because of their rotten behavior. And they've said, you know what, I'm sick and fed up with this. I'm going somewhere else. And BitChute is a growing platform. They've doubled their traffic. We saw that tweet here.
It's not just politics. In just five months,
BitChute has doubled its monthly traffic from 50 million monthly visitors to 30 million monthly visitors. Despite all obstacles Silicon Valley has placed in our way, we have continued to grow and we will continue to grow. Please support us here. So if you can,
definitely
support them.
They're probably going to have to leave the UK at some point, obviously, because there's going to be so much pressure on them. And we know what that's like when they start putting that on. So
I have a story on that. You just on BitChute alone the UK, I mean, from the UK's perspective. But I guess last thing I want to say about this here is, basically, and you kind of made this point too, but it's like so many people are leaving, you know, or rather, let me put it like this. So many people have been creators, have been kicked off of YouTube and other platforms
too. Some big
ones too. Millions of subscribers that have been, you know, just off you go because we don't like what you say. And again, no reason, really no good reason given. It's no strike system in place. It's just we just don't like
speech
you, basically.
Speech we don't like, yes.
And so then what happens? The audiences have continued, yes, it's smaller, but it's continuing to grow despite all this, right? But the audiences then that want to hear the material follow these people to other platforms. They follow them to new websites. They look at it there. Like, it's growing not because it happens to be on YouTube and people accidentally are stumbling over the content. That stopped several years ago when they stopped doing the recommendations, when they started rigging the platform and the algorithm. Now it's the fact that people are going to these platforms because they want to hear the content. That's what it's about, right? They're standing in the way and saying,
mad. You
cannot go to this other website and listen to this. And if they go to this website and then this way, they will hunt us forever, these people.
Yeah.
These people are psychotic.
Yep.
They're insane.
They don't want us to have a voice anywhere. They want to control the whole internet and just absolutely everything that comes out of your mouth and things that you think. They want to have total clamp down, total control. Not one voice that goes against whatever crap.
And it doesn't matter.
You know?
It's not illegal. People are talking to these people. They're not criminals. They're not doing it. It's basically just goes against the woke bullshit messaging of our time, essentially.
Yeah.
Or exposing things. Or look at even the corona treatment now. Anything that violated the World Health Organization has been banned and blocked, and people
it's
have been
amazing.
Kicked off. And it's like
it's extending into all these other topics as we've been saying. Well, guess what? Free speech. And if you don't like it, if you don't like BitChute, you just don't go click
don't
on the
go,
website.
Don't go
okay,
look.
It's really
click
that
away.
Easy. You've got CNN, MSNBC, the Young Turds, like pretty much 99% of all the media out there. 99.5% of the media out there is like your shit, you know.
All right, American Life with a diamond regarding the previous topic here says China and Israel, they are both our enemies. Yeah, I agree. Oscar 10 with a ninja genie, thank you, sir, appreciate that, says, please tell me Lana isn't going to the Joy Reid interview.
Oh, no. The Joy Reid, who's Joy Reid? Are you talking
MSNBC.
About Jada
Pinkett Smith?
Yeah, I was invited onto the red table. I was going to say, my fee is $50,000.
No, a million.
A million dollars.
Million
yeah,
dollars.
I first said a million dollars, but my fee is $1 million. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it for free.
Well, it's Facebook. They're funding the Red Table discussion.
Exactly.
Right?
And since I've been banned on there, and like, why should I help these people make money and get the ratings?
They get ratings.
And so she can sit there and just tell me what a bad white woman I am because I don't hate myself.
Edit you out of context, moralize over you. They record a segment afterwards where you are sweaty reaction shots after you've been sitting there for 5 hours. Well, you know, this is the shit they do.
Yeah, exactly. Dirty. They're so dirty.
F these people.
Exactly. And Jada Pinkett Smith, what do you have to complain about? She's married to Will Smith. They're like billionaires.
Well, not anymore. You know? Do you see this segment where she's like dragged Will Smith onto her show?
Yeah, she hooked up with some young guy. She hooked up with some
26-year-old, you know.
Yeah, and she's like 55 meat or 60 or something like that.
And like running him through some kind of psychological, like just mind fuck, like of how this was great for her and she needed all these things.
And
Will is sitting there like crying and stuff, like completely demasculated. You know,
sorry,
crazy.
Honey. I had to sleep with him because it actually improved our relationship.
Because it was healing him.
Yeah, she's a piece of work too. And by the way, it'll connect into this Matrix thing we're going to talk about.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
actually in the fourth Matrix. But only time I've seen her is like white people this, white people that, white women this, white women that. Like, you're richer than most white women in America right now.
Yeah.
Like, you have everything. You have bank accounts. You're not banned from everywhere. You're promoted. Like, you have way more privilege than I do. Let me tell you.
We do a couple of these here. Our Lives Matter with Adama says, the revolution is diverse, likely to eat itself. That's very possible. American Life with Adama says, I wonder if Twitter thinks we can't teach them. Yeah, probably not. Shroon with the Diamond says, hail Streisand effect, censor more. Partially, it is true. I mean, it does limit, and it does, limit the spread and the natural growth that would occur if you were still. Can you imagine if YouTube or all these platforms would still have had an honest algorithm and let anything that didn't actually break the law be on the platform?
Oh my God, we'd have like a
Personally, but like
all, because it already was that way. Critique. All the people on our side of YouTube, like political side, remember more people on the right, if you will, was dominating YouTube, and that was the problem, right? Yep. And they were like confused how that was happening. How
this is what I'm saying.
They
think it's a mistake.
Error in the algorithm.
They
so.
Cannot under. They,
we'll fix
they
it so
cannot
you just
fathom.
Don't come up recommended.
They're
at all.
So in their own bubble and so self-centered, egomaniac that these people do not understand that. Guess what? There are people that think differently from you out there, and they're not breaking the law. They're not doing anything. They're like what. And so the only thing they can do is to ban and block and censor and whine and complain and shut down and cancel. And like, it's the only thing they can do. And at the end of the day, that is not going to work. You might win temporarily. You might gain, so limit some of the growth or whatever. But
well,
at the end of the day, it's not going to
work with alcohol. I mean, it didn't. Eventually.
What we need is ambitude is part of that.
And then they become alcoholics after that.
But there needs to be truly decentralized platforms where you can't censor.
How
basically.
Much longer? And also protections for businesses and dealing with these banks and just blatant discrimination and people targeting you. And it's outrageous.
Yeah. Violence.
This is not a free country.
And First Amendment is out the window. Second Amendment is
as soon as you start
going.
Speaking truth to power, if you will, lefties love to say, I speak truth to power. Please. Like, we speak truth to power, and you see what happens to us. Come walk in our shoes for a few days and see.
Homeland.
See what happens when you speak truth to power.
Homeland with the Diamond. A message, American Life again with the Diamond says, I wonder if Twitter thinks we can't reach them. That's what it was, maybe. Yeah, can't. I said teach them, but I think it was a spelling error. I wonder if Twitter thinks we can't reach them. Yeah, and then the other thing I was going to say as well is
short links.
Short links, right? Here's the BitChute video here. Let me pause that. The latest one we did, and then let's say you go to Twitter, right? Let me just plug this in here.
And you can still put in a picture too. Right?
What's that?
You could still upload a picture or something from it too, because I know. A lot of people like to just link it up because it has the link in the picture, and that's their lazy, right?
But so here's
now you have to upload a picture and the short link.
Let me see if it works. No, I'm doing this live here, right? Something went wrong, but don't fret. Let's give it another shot. The link has been identified by Twitter, and our partners, like the ADL, are being potentially harmful. Potentially harmful.
There you go.
So basically, what you do is you go to, for example, bit.ly, right? A little bit.ly. A shortening service. You shorten that link. Let's just see if it works there. We do it live, damn it. There it is. Shorten the BitChute link. Go back to here. Post that. And there we go. There it is. Right. So you can do that. Now the trick, actually, it shows up when you click into it. Look at that. See, it actually shows up the full thing now.
Yep.
So that's what you do, right? And it's one extra step, but it takes literally 1 second. Exactly. Have a shortcut to like Bitly or one of the, there's so many of these link URL shortening services. Plug it in there, put that on Twitter. And as you saw, it does pick up on the destination of it too.
Yeah.
There you go. Circumvent.
It's just what I've noticed with all these things too, is they're trying to just make it more difficult. But what has to happen is that people that are, you know, loyal followers and support, you know, their favorite content creators and stuff, it's just going to take another little extra step for you to help promote or to help sign up or to donate. And it's very inconvenient, I know, for some people, but it's not that inconvenient, you know, slipping something in the mail or doing a short link and uploading a photo, you know, for Christ's sake, it doesn't take that long. Like, we're going to have to step up and do these little inconvenient things moving forward, because they're trying to make it difficult for us. Because most people, they love their convenience. You know, they love their PayPal.
Yeah, exactly. And of course,
they love their YouTube.
There has to be that willingness to go that little extra, extra second, extra little effort to help out the people that you want to support.
Crucial. Otherwise, they're like, all gonna dry up. Pretty much there's a lot of people who are getting blacklisted from credit card processing and whatnot.
Yep.
So it's going to be, I think, commonplace to support your favorite creators via snail mail. But the one plus about that is you can be more anonymous.
True. Yeah, very true. You absolutely. And of course, crypto.
Banned cash
get
yet.
Into crypto if you're not into it. It's a great time. I mean, of course, now it's high again. But at the next crash, if you haven't already, buy in and you make some money on top of it too. And that's a great way to support your creators. Most people now who are on those kinds of lists, they have, of course, gone to decentralized methods. And support them that way.
Yeah.
Let me move along here in the donations here. Soros bot with the diamond says Tucker Carlson is our Anakin Skywalker. Maybe he is. Interesting take. Pamela Cedar Creek with a ninjet. Actually, I was going to say Ninja Guinea. Thank you, Pamela,
Thanks,
so much.
Thanks, Pamela.
You're crazy. What are you doing?
I'm curious if your offer was accepted, but we'll follow up later.
Pamela, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. I was going to create, I think on DLive, a little the ninjet family, and I put a little username in for those who have given us a ninjet, the highest on DLive. Thank you, Pam, so much. Appreciate that. She says, hello, everyone. I made it here today. Always good to see you, Pam. Thank you again. Higgs Boson with a diamond says BitChute needs to get away from Discuss, which they are. I saw the, we support them on Subscribestar. We have the highest tier there that you can have for BitChute. So we try to do our part to support them so they can continue, because it helps us, of course. So we see some of their posts, and they're doing something called, I forget the name of it, but there was some other kind of comment system. Of course, there's a lot of toxicity and spurgs and feds and shit like that in the Discuss threads
always.
On BitChute for that very
feds
reason.
Feds calling you feds. Yeah.
Right, because it's like, you know, new users come there and they look at the comments and they're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's part of the plan. Just,
all right, I'm out of here. You know, it's like Simpson backing up into the Homer, backing up into the shrubs.
Hey, speaking of Subscribestar, we are on there now and we're setting it up. So just look out for that.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give some instructions on that too. But yeah, that's a good way. Let me scroll back up here. I want to make sure we didn't miss some. It knocked me all the way down here in the list. That was Pam up there. Let me see here. Where are we? Yeah, so anyway, yeah, the point is there. Higgs boson with your diamond there. BitChute needs to get away from Discuss. That a new one is coming. And I hope it's more, you can moderate better. That would be the given, you know, the channel creators must be able to like clean off some of the toxic just garbage, basically. Yeah. But you know, we'll see what happens. They're working on it. They're doing good stuff. They're working on search functions and the comment system right now. Oscar 10 with the Ninjagini, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. Says good. Nothing good would ever come from that. Hail, sister. Probably in regards to the interview.
Yeah, I know.
Lord Aragon with a diamond says I will send a million when I win the lottery. Well, thank you. That's cool. Yeah. American Life with a diamond says, no Jada Smith show, Lana. Haha, good on you. That's right. Soros bot with a diamond says, Lana, please go. Great opportunity for new followers.
It's funny how everyone
I don't think so.
It's been like a split, you know, 50-50. And here's the thing. They wanted 3 versus 3 because it's her daughter and her mom or whatever. And I know they invited classy Jared Taylor and myself. And then they were like, well, so who's the third person that you would bring or whatever? But I'm you have to pay me $1 million.
No, I just,
and then again, we can buy some, you know, something for Red Ice, like some studio.
Basically, it's people who support what she does, and you would never gain any new followers. Or there's people that hate Watch and they already hate her and would just go for anything that's opposing her, right? That's what you get.
Yeah.
I just don't think that these, the point is, they make money. They make great buzz.
That's just
They lie.
Give my time for free to sit there and get crapped on by this woman and like not get a dime.
Listen. Rule number one, never talk to journalists.
Yeah.
Never talk to journalists.
It's always gone bad. The couple times, the two times I have,
they take
just
it,
like
they skew it,
mistake.
They spin it, they edit you, they do, and then it's just like this snowball effect of just like an insane profile that these agenda journalists builds on you. No, just don't. Never talk to journalists. We don't need them.
And she's not a journalist. I know this is just a talk show, but still.
The point is the same. Don't speak to mainstream media. That's
you guys don't
saying.
Know, but I get these offers a lot. I mean, you know, RuPaul, the transvestite RuPaul. I even got an invite for that person's show. Like, I get invites a lot to come on these stupid shows. You know.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
I'm just like, you know.
It's the dangerous Nazi chick.
Yeah,
no,
the Nazi
that's what they
woman.
Think. Yeah, this is how dumb these people are. Ooh, they would be see, they're still like titillated
by
these kinds of things.
It.
You know what I mean?
It's they're like, turned on by it. The idea of like
but they're, no, but they're like, this could be, this is exciting, or you know what I mean? It's like
they're like political porn.
They want to put
them,
they want to put you behind like you're a museum exhibit, and like, ooh, it's I don't know. I just despise these people. All right, JC Stalling with the diamond. Ninjagini says the truth is beautiful and good. The anti-whites hate us because we naturally embody these things. Thank you, JC Stalling. Appreciate that. Shroom with the diamond says they also libel and slander. Absolutely. There definitely needs to be something done about the slander laws and what journalists can and can't say, because it's just incredible. The pain and the suffering and the misery that these journalists are creating in people's lives. Obergreuper with a Ninjagini, thank you so much, says, isn't Jada Pinkett Smith or Smith Pinkett's son a non-binary transvestite?
Yeah,
the Smiths are
exactly.
freaky.
It's just all a mess. You know, their kids are just a total mess. Yeah, there's some weird confusion going on there.
Tony Madame Mayhem with the diamond says, truth to power must surpass repetitive complaining. I agree. Very good point. Our lives matter with a diamond. Getting my DLive stuff mixed up here today. Diamond said, puppet master of chaos, 5,000 years and counting. I think I know what you mean by that. Yep. The chaos is certainly here. Black Phillip with a diamond says, Ralph talking about an offshore payment processor. There has to be options that pop up for sure. Yep.
Looking into everything.
Whitey is mighty with a diamond says, ever considered having Anomaly on your show? I have not, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
2 seconds? I did for 2 seconds.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Yeah,
I'm just not a fan of rap, no matter what. But,
well, that's
but
just kind of a tiny part of what he does.
Oh, isn't that a big part of what he does?
Yeah,
isn't
but he's like well, you, but you wouldn't have him on for the rap part.
Well, like, of course. Not. Yeah, I mean, he's had some good tweets. And
I'll
stuff,
think about it. Yeah, it could be fun if you will.
I don't think
you
probably would do it.
Maybe not. Brad Gremba, Sensei Ninjagini over here on DLive as well. Thank you, Brad.
Really
appreciate it. It says, Mr. Nosberg escaped Mossad custody today just to watch Flashback Friday. Best mod ever, in my opinion. Yeah, Mr. Nosberg is excellent. Excellent mod.
He knows.
He does know. Tony Madame with a diamond says, what I mean is banned content shouldn't only be complaining about being banned. No, of course not. But that is a big part of it. I mean, you have to... That's the reason why you do that is so that you can appeal to the Streisand effect. You try to basically the pain that you suffer from being banned needs to be amplified as much as possible so people can understand both why we're banned, but then also the fact that it's like, oh, they want something they don't want me to listen to, and that attracts people to it. Usually.
No, it's important.
But I agree. I mean, it shouldn't just be whining about that. Obviously not. But you know, at the same time, if your goals,
until it happens to you, you don't even know how you're going
to
handle that.
Are to communicate ideas and share perspectives on things or break things down or what happens or analysis of whether it's news or current events or political ideas or whatever. If you can't speak, you have nothing at all,
well,
right?
Exactly.
If you don't have that, you have
I have
nothing.
A video titled "Why I Support Free Speech" in the BitChute playlist I have under Lana, which I get into all that.
Yeah, thank you, Tony, for that. Though I do agree. And she says after that with the diamond too, this comes from a place of love. No, I totally understand. I get you. And I agree too. It has its place, but it should not only be that.
No,
obviously.
But in our case of like all the other places we've been banned, people need to know. People in America need to know how severe and bad this is. Because I think what is happening to us, we're we're spearheading something that is to come. We are experiencing some of the things that normal conservative folks in the future of America will experience. Things
yes, that they
will
possible.
Be things that they will be denied. Little things that you take for granted.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to reach into the future into like business licenses, bank accounts, like all kinds of things.
Yep. That's
so.
Right.
It's going to come in this country.
That's right. Let me try to quickly move through these here. American Life with a Diamond says, no way, F that, Lugan Presser. Yeah, that's right. Our Lives Matter with a Diamond says, I want to see Lana debate Biden. That'd sign up.
Did you just call me fat?
Yeah, what was it there? Well, he's just, yeah. Hey, fat.
Hey, fat.
Well, come on, man. Was this the
latest I don't know. He might try
the cognitive test.
He might try and fondle me or something.
Yeah, you gotta be in the side of a cage or something. He would sniff.
Don't
he would
touch
sniff
me.
And scratch.
Stay away
yeah.
from my hair.
To the hair, don't spawn in the sun. Chad Space Captain, good to see you here. With a diamond says, what's the name of the opening song? I must know. It's a licensed song. I can dig it out for you, but it's not like a known track or anything like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. Is this the same person that was emailing me or
Chad
emailing
Space Captain.
Us? I had seen this email come through
maybe,
and I said, oh, I'll get the name, but it's just some generic name.
It's like a generic name. I'll see if I can find it before we wrap up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, when you buy things for licensing, they don't actually name it. It's not like a band name or something.
No,
it's a composer who just writes
it's
a little
literally named something like new wave retro synth or something like that. Yeah. That's like how generic it is. Anyway, Pyrus 777 with a diamond. Thank you so much. And followed by a Ninjagini. Thank you, Pyrus. Always good to see her. Thank you for stopping by. And stuff like that with the diamonds as mayors and governors under mind control, question mark. Well, it seems like it, doesn't it? Lord Aragon with a diamond says, poor soul, Jada Pinkett Smith, net worth $60 million.
See? And she's going to sit yeah. there and yeah. tell me what a privileged woman I am. I'm so privileged. I let me list all the ways that I am privileged and that apparently you are not.
God. It's funny, though.
It's unreal. It's like Oprah Winfrey the other day, like when we talked about
yeah.
this. I mean,
yeah.
your white skin gives you you're like one of the richest people in the world. Are you effing kidding me? Like, you want to sit there and tell 30 million poor white people that their skin color gives yeah. them some kind of magical privilege?
Part of a system.
Wow. That is such hate and such racism.
There's so much affirmative action for
white
people. I
mean, she is a racist. And Jada Pinkett Smith is a racist. Like, that is actual racism.
And look at the
platforms
stuff
that comes out
have,
of their mouth.
Right? Yeah, look at the platforms they have.
They're rich and they're promoted.
RoboThink with a diamond. Thank you. And Pyrus777 followed with a ninjet. Thank you, Pyrus. Really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. He says, hope all is well. Sent you all a check in the mail yesterday. Happy Friday. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank
salutes
you.
To you, you, sir. Thank you for the support. And thank you to Pam as well, who sent one earlier. Really appreciate it. Really mean that. Thank you so much. James Townsend with a diamond says, PewTube from PewDiePie, decentralized in the works. Is that around PewTube? I think there was a thing called PewTube, wasn't it, for a little bit there?
Hmm.
We covered it, I think. But yeah, PewDiePie should do something like that, frankly. Yeah, some of these big YouTubers, you just
wasn't
drop,
he on
DLive
in the beginning?
Yeah, but I think that didn't pan through. They bought him back or something on YouTube. I'm not sure what happened there. Shroon with the diamond says, wait till they take the guns. That's when you know that you really should have guns, because that's the very fact that they
James
want to
O'Keefe.
Take your guns means that they want, you know, you should have guns to be able to protect yourself.
Well, and it's been happening too. There's been some young people. Remember in Oregon, this has happened. Someone posted a meme and then the cops show up at their house and they take away their guns. Like
yeah.
this kind of stuff is happening now.
Yeah. Oscar 10 with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much. Sure. Says there is no political solution. Hashtag it gets worse. I hope you're not correct, but you might be. That's how sad this is, right?
It's worse. It'll crash and burn, and then you rebuild. It seems to be
the cycle. Just ride the tiger, you know. Ride the tiger. Try to have a good time as it crashes and burns. I guess. I mean, I don't want that, but I don't know. McCooley with the diamond. No message. Thank you. Actually, followed by a second one. Right there as well.
And also Glenn the Chinaman. Hey, how you doing, man?
Good to see you, Glenn.
Buy local goods as much as possible. It all adds up the more of us participate. And I definitely believe that. I try and buy local as much as possible. It's also good to start a relationship with your local farmers and different food sources
neighbors.
Where you get vegetables, meat, neighbors, help each other out. All that's very important. Like we say, I mean, in real life and forming communities is very, I'm sorry, communities
Community.
Is very important moving forward. Move to the conservative bastions of your country,
you know,
where you know there are good demographics and good people. Just start moving to those places.
Yep.
Just get out of some of these hell holes because they are going to go down. So
sad but true.
Make the move.
So a lot of just quick follow up on this on Twitter's behavior overall. They were banning a number of accounts today. A lot of people had lost 500, 400, 300 followers. We lost about 200, I saw. A lot of people kept tweeting about this. Jesse Lee Peterson lost 400. A lot of them. So that's Twitter's behavior. And also check this out real clear, real quick here regarding, Trump banning TikTok, right? While being banned actually by Twitter. Twitter bans Trump campaign until it deletes tweet with COVID-19 misinformation. Twitter says coronavirus disinformation spread by Chinese officials does not violate the rules. That's Twitter, right?
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
It's just incredible. All right. And this one too, I guess real quick here, posted this the other day here. Echo chamber, mainstream journalists talk with small bubbles on Twitter, study finds.
You don't say.
You don't say.
And we don't need a study to know that. What we have found in the people attacking us, we have found that we discover what their bubbles are, and it's usually like 20 people. It's like a little circle jerk.
Yeah.
And these are the people that do the circuits, that write the stories about us too. The New York Slimes and NPR and like Washington Compost. They all know each other. They all have their little chat groups. It's just small little cliques.
Yep, that's right. Anyway, so check that out. This is from FIS.org, the study. It's up on redeyes.tv right now, that article, if you want to check it out. I'm not going to go through it now, but yeah. Tiny, small, insular bubble of an echo chamber is like reinforcing their own beliefs. And then this is the ones that are like, they're canceling people. They're writing.
And they source each other. That shows up in Wikipedia. Yeah.
Anyway, check that out because it's very interesting, but it's very true as well. So just following up on this idea, there are BitChute being targeted and stuff like that. Saw this from the Iconoclast on his Telegram channel. Said Ofcom is about to be given a new legal power to regulate online video content in the UK. BitChute is out of the UK right now, unfortunately. I think they might have to move or something.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to explain how serious this is. BitChute will be responding in an official capacity to this. Here's their official Twitter post about it, blah, blah, blah. They did end up not keeping that. They removed that tweet, so I can't click in on it to see what they said. But basically, Ofcom here in the UK is going after, and it's very possible that it comes in the wake of things such as BitChute, right, specifically. They're going after video sharing platforms. All these platforms, there's a lot of people watching them. There has to be some way that we can basically regulate content. We need to approve what's on them and all that kind of stuff.
Like for real, thought police.
Yes, absolutely. This will include a duty to ensure that VSPs, video sharing platforms, have in place appropriate measures to protect young people from potentially harmful content. Then it's like
telling jokes about progressives.
Is it illegal?
Yeah.
Is it illegal? Otherwise, guess what? It's up to the parents to make sure that they don't kids don't watch young people watch harmful content, right? And all users from illegal content. Well, that's already the case. If it's illegal, it can't be on there. And most that's why people, some of these platforms they ban things, right? And I don't know, BitChute gets crap for that, but the fact is they gotta follow the law. I mean, they have to. Otherwise, they'll be shut down tomorrow. An incitement to hatred and violence. And we know that this is interpretive. If they don't like it, they call it hate. That's all they have to do.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Hate is what we say it is.
This is an opinion. I'm sharing an opinion here. And it's like, no.
They can hate on us all day long. And it's coming from a place of love.
Anyway, so just heads up on that. Crazy stuff in the UK. Just the police state and stuff like that.
Yeah,
there.
It's really bad there. It's just
very bad.
That in America is pretty bad.
Just quick mention about this. YouTube prank stars charged with felony in connection to fake bank robberies. I just thought it was funny that, like, watch out if you're a YouTuber. Remember that Jake Paul? He had this, like, mansion raided or something recently.
Yeah, feds raiding his place.
It's like high-profile YouTubers who, like, do shit, they might end up in trouble now.
Yeah.
Again, it might be because if they're not part, I mean, Jake Paul is or whatever, but if they're very influential and not part of the establishment of like the elite clique, I'm sure we're going to see some of these people be different,
taken out, or different things.
Yeah. I don't know the exact details of this. We don't have to go into it. But
he seems like an idiot, though. He doesn't know what the hell is going on.
They probably did,
Jake Paul, I mean.
Of course, yeah. But these guys, maybe they did something stupid. I'm not sure. But as a YouTuber, watch out.
They pretended to rob a bank. Yes. It was just a prank. It was for
YouTube.
Well,
that's something, yeah. And they don't know. You know, you can't do that. It's just for fun, right?
Yeah.
All right. Quick as well, Department of Homeland Security goes complete full SJW.
We have to read a couple of these though, because it's crazy.
Do you wanna read some for us?
Leaked documents of Department of Homeland Security telling white employees how they have been socialized into oppressor roles. Now let's look at what some of those are. We'll give you examples of microaggressions. Where are you from? Where were you born? Oh, you speak English very well. Okay. Let's see. Wow, how did you become so good in math? Saying to an Asian person. How have you become good? You must be good in math. Can you help me with this problem? That's a microaggression. Is that a microaggression, Chinaman?
Yes.
When I look at you, I don't see color. Dina, I can't say
that's
that.
That's a problem.
There is only one race, the human race. Can't say that. What? America is a melting pot. You can't even say that, I guess. I don't believe in race.
Wait a minute. They've tried to sell this.
They're saying color blindness. So if you're ascribing like some kind of intelligence to people, like people know Asians generally score high on IQs, you know, and are good at math. So you can't say, you can't ask an Asian person if you're good at math. And then now you have to be colorblindness. So you can't even mention anything about race
at
all.
Just reflect on that moment. America is a melting pot, is a line and a slogan that has been pushed down America's throat for over five decades.
It's now.
And now all of a sudden they're just saying, nope, turns out that's not the right way.
Let's see. Criminality, assumption of criminal status, a white man or woman clutching his or her purse when a black or Latino person approaches. Oh my gosh, how many times have we heard that one? Well, maybe because they've had an experience or something, huh? A store owner following a customer of color around the store. Maybe they have experiences. Someone crosses to the other side of the street to avoid a person of color. Now, what if this was happening to white people? They clutch their purse when a white person walks by. A white person's being stalked in the store by a black person. That's fine. Denial of individual racism, sexism, heterosexism. I'm not racist. I have several black friends. Can't say that. As a woman, I know what you go through as a racial minority to a person of color. Are you sure you were being followed in the store? Because I just can't believe it. These are like some of the things they're programming.
This is the Department of Homeland
Myth
Security
of meritocracy.
That are releasing these.
I believe the most qualified person should get the job. You can't say, I think the most qualified person should get the job.
Nope.
Okay. Men and women have equal opportunities for achievement. Deany. No, actually they don't, because women have more. Men are actually last in line for those things. Gender plays no part in who we hire. They can't say that. You have to say gender matters, race matters.
Time.
So white people get to the bottom of the list.
It is interesting, though. It is interesting, though, because it's like, you know, and I know that there's like a lot of conservatives and stuff that are against this, whatever, but it's forcing you into the bracket of identity, of like realizing what you are, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting that they're forcing people into this situation.
Look, you can't even say this. America is the land of opportunity. Or everyone can succeed in this society if they work hard enough.
Yeah, that's racist.
How about this one? Affirmative action is racist.
Yep.
So clearly when I read through these microaggressions, what do I learn? That your existence as a white person is an aggression. Breathing air is offensive. And you being nice and saying, where are you from? Trying to make some small chit-chat. It's racist and an aggression. So basically, damned if you do and damned if you don't. As I read through this, I just think there's no end to this pile of lies constantly trying to bamboozle like a bad magic trick, right? Fooling you into thinking that you are this horrible person as a white person when you are not. Nothing is going to be good enough. It's best to avoid these places and these scenarios altogether. Like, just don't put yourself around these people. But of course, as we know, only white people can be racist, and it's impossible to be racist to a white person, even if you tell them they have a virus in their brain and the world is better off without them, right? Like, I just can't believe this.
Listen to this here. Finally, what if a white employee denies committing a racial micro-inequity?
Like they're going to charge you fines for this.
This is, quote, denial of individual racism, unquote, which just further proves that the employee is a racist.
See, so
there is no due process,
you have to
admit only group-based guilt.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So you as a white person are racist. And you have to admit that you were racist.
Yep.
And let us do these mental gymnastics here to like in voodoo magic to convince you of all these things that you do that are not bad, that they're actually really bad. And that you're unconsciously, you have like this virus that you can never escape. You're a racist no matter what.
And then
you do,
the brain treatment that's going to begin, the medication, or if you refuse to submit, room 101 will be next for you. And you will accept that 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah,
that's where this is going.
I mean, we weren't lying when we said anti-racist is code for, you know, anti-white, because only white people apparently can be racist.
That's crazy. Right? Anyway, so this guy, check out that thread. I mean, it's pretty incredible stuff. Christopher F. Rufo did this. Let me drop that in the DLive chat, and I'll drop it in the Restream chat as well.
Well, you know
so
what
you
we need people to do
on,
is
Twitter and VK should see it as well.
Go ahead. Yeah, white people need to hold their ground when they see this stuff. Like, speak down to it, laugh at it, expose these lies and these double standards and the source of true racism and hatred. Don't sit there like a dog with your tail between your legs and stay quiet when this kind of crap is being pushed on you. Because if you don't push back on this now, it's going to get a whole lot uglier, let me tell you. You know?
All right, let me do a couple of these here. Soros bot with a diamond says, win 2020 and get Tucker in 2024. Can turn it around. I hope you're right. Black Philip with a diamond says, did you see Pewds cucked again and gave BLM $100,000 in 40 chests?
Not surprised.
Not surprised. Well, he did do the right thing with the ADL, though. I mean, he did pull back on that and stuff. But yeah, he's been out of the loop completely. Recently.
Money. He likes the money.
Someone got to him, I think, to be honest. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Black Philip again with the diamonds. His BitChute admits that they run on a budget of $10,000 per month. See, that's incredible. That's incredible if you compare to how much video
they supply.
$10,000 per month. To supply all these millions of people watching these videos. Yeah. And again, the pressure on them is like, you know, you got to do live streaming, you got to, you know, all these things. And it's an incredible feat. And the fact is, overall, as a site, in the early days, BitChute is better than YouTube were in the early days at that stage when they had all kinds of issues and problems.
I remember
and stuff.
The early days. You do, yeah. too. Some of us remember that. And it wasn't so great back then.
They're doing an amazing work, and they should have all the credit in the world. And they need more support because there's a lot of people. We need that.
Don't be too hard and whining on them and stuff. It's incredible, incredibly hard to do.
And please understand, it's like it's fun for, you know, some you want your some spurgy video on there. And I get it, right? But again, if it breaks the law, then... I understand why they delete it, like, because the whole thing is in jeopardy otherwise. They're under so much scrutiny that they have to be very careful. And again, people go right up against that line and they ride that, and like then BitChute sits there and like, is this okay? Is it not? And do they make mistakes? Yeah, of course. They probably will. Like what happens when it grows into, you know, millions of people watching and posting stuff and whatever. But it's very hard. Very hard to be in that situation. So don't be too hard on them. They try, right? You know? All right, Wolfen with a Wolfen 1913 with a diamond says NBA equals gang beers playing with balls. American Life with a diamond says DHS going woke is total communist purge incoming.
Yeah,
it is right. That's right.
You're learning how all these governmental organizations, even the Army, Department of Homeland Security, like all these places are completely infiltrated.
Yeah.
Like the memos that are coming out, the things that are leaking out that they are learning, and high levels of government is shocking.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is blatantly anti-white.
It's incredible. And that's why there's no protection.
You think it's a war against white people, just Silicon Valley, corporations, all this? No, it's reaching government.
Yeah.
It's governments now.
Shouting at clouds with a diamond says, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it being here. Thank you so much. Fru 555 with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. It says, you guys rule. Well, thank you. We try to. And he says another one. Thank you, Fru. I really appreciate that. Very kind of you. James Townsend with a diamond says, microaggression, locking your doors / owning guns. Well, there you go. You know that's going to be a problem eventually.
Owning property. Teen Vogue was talking about that.
Okay. Now we need to dissolve property, meaning you can't have a house, you can't have anything, nothing is
yours.
That's
communism.
That's definitely called communism. Wolfen, again with a diamond says, is it a nation or a melting pot? Can't be both. I think it's that 1984 kind of thing again, that like you need to... It's not what reality is. It's that you need to comply at any given moment. Whatever they tell you that it is, that's what it is. That's what it's about, too. That's why it's all this conflicting kind of
information, and also
right?
Further, the melting pot was Europeans.
Right. No, of course. I know.
Yeah. It was all white chocolate, you know.
JC Stalling with a diamond says, Lana is hardcore. Love you, Lana. Alan Harris with a diamond says, Ofcom's head also runs diversity in UK government. Well, there you go.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, didn't know that. That's crazy. Thank you, Alan. Mr. Wright with a diamond says, rebrand to Bureau of Homeland Insecurity.
<That's right. laughs>
Good take. Shroon with a diamond says...
That's a microaggression. I'm going to $10 fine right now.
You can't teach the left. Give up.
I've learned. Yeah. Certain people, they're just gone. And I find like these really annoying... white liberal females that are just like and just they're like gnats.
Just walk away.
It's done.
Just walk away. You'll be better off.
They're a lost
cause. Don't spend your time on it. I agree, Shroon. Our Lives Matter with the diamond says we've been given reservations in room 101. Yeah. Shouting at clouds with the diamond says, remember Mark Dice's video railing Pewds for Remember Mark Dice video railing Pewds for racist? Did Mark Dice complain on Pewds? Did he?
Did he?
I can't remember that actually. Interesting if he did. Big if true, as they say. Thank you. Amerifolk with the diamond. What happened to Murdoch? Murdoch totally banned. Aren't they on like Gumroad or something like that? But yeah, from YouTube, I believe. Probably, yeah.
No fun allowed.
No fun allowed. And it was like, it was a cartoon that was just like making fun of things. I mean, it's incredible, right? Actually, I haven't followed up. I'm not sure. Was it Murdoch.net they have? Check the website if someone knows that. Is it still there? Soros bought with a diamond says, please interview Dr. Kaufman. See, I'm, we have two interviews in the pipeline.
And we need to step up and do more interviews, yes, by the way.
We do, so and we will.
Get back on that train.
But yes, I have promised, and I will reach out to him, and hopefully he accepts. I will do it at some point. Alex Tremo del Norte with a diamond says, doesn't a micro imply they're not a big deal? Well, that's what someone said, right?
Like, you need a microscope to
the
try
reason,
to
the reason why they say microaggression is because there is no real aggression.
No.
So they have to like micro inequity.
It's so microscopic that you can't even see it because it's not really there.
All right. Check out this story here from Fox News. Economics professor says Wright State won't let him open a class critical of Marxism to all students.
Of course. Well, we know.
Big surprise.
It's all infested with them.
Big surprise. Do you want to take this Hollywood story here?
Yeah, look at this. Let me pull up the tweets here. For decades, people have tried to tell the world, you know, about pedophiles and child sex trafficking and like satanic rituals and stuff. Well, Mariah Carey, you know, the singer, the annoying singer, her sister is suing her mom for alleging sexual abuse during satanic rituals, that this was happening to her when she was young. She is 57 and she's filing a lawsuit in the state of New York claiming that she was... had sex with adults as a child and took part in the middle of night satanic worship meetings that included ritual sacrifices.
Holy shit.
This so messed her up. I guess, you know, she's 50 now. She had a falling out with her sister, Mariah Carey. She actually turned to prostitution. And I guess her sister didn't want to help her out there. Her sister, who's loaded with tons of money. Well, I guess she's a prostitute in a different kind of way. The Hollywood kind that makes lots of money, right?
And a Satanist, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Exactly. So, yeah, defendant also forced plaintiff to witness adults engaging in sexual acts with both adults and children during middle-of-the-night satanic worship meetings that included ritual sacrifices. So this is very interesting.
Now, is she...
Not surprised if this is true.
I was going to say, is she crazy or is it really true, right? It's a fine balance. But I wouldn't doubt it in the sense that a lot of these you know, pop stars and stuff, they're groomed into a whole system of abuse.
And also, like,
some of the moms are
obsessed with their kids getting famous.
Yeah.
They want to get them into some of these things, and they go through some shady stuff to get around some really weird people. Now, Mariah Carey, she's been around some dodgy characters like Clive Davis, he's very famous in the music industry. He's put a lot of singers on the map, and he's notorious for saying, okay, you got to have sex with me before we do this deal.
Yeah.
Like, from Janis Joplin talked about it, Whitney Houston, like, all these people.
Of course.
I think, was it Michael Jackson too? Because it turns out the guy was bisexual, so he went for guys and girls, this old dirty. Anyway, so Mariah Carey's orbited around those people, and you know how it is in Hollywood too. Like, you don't get famous, you don't get promoted unless you scratch someone's back.
No, or or ding dong, maybe. I mean, the movie industry, they have the casting couch, right? Whether the music, what's the equivalent, the casting gramophone or something.
I
don't know. But you know what I mean.
It's like, definitely exists. There's tons of slime balls in Hollywood, you know, and they're all leftists too. It's funny. Lots of Me Too's going on there.
Definitely.
While they're pointing the fingers at us and telling us, you nationalist men are the problem. It's like, I don't see nationalist men getting called out for all this Me Too stuff.
Well, again, it's this whole system that's there, finger pointing and finger wagging and like, these are the bad people, be very afraid. And then it's like,
meanwhile, they're like raping
they're like
children.
Pedophiles, Satanists, like corrupt, they're womenizers and crazy,
dirty,
like mental
like,
illness.
Dirty stuff.
What the hell is
bad
that?
Stuff.
Evolutionist Jesus with a ninja guinea. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. Says Murdoch is on cheekyvideos.net. That's right. I think, did they move that recently? I thought they had their own website and stuff for a while at least. Cheekyvideos.net. They just did an AMA, need to do an episode on Epstein. Not sure if you're referring to them or to us. We need to follow up on Epstein regardless. But okay, thank you for that. Cheekyvideos.net. Check them out there then. Murdoch, that's some good. I haven't checked in a long time actually, but I did like some of the stuff that they did.
Yeah, it's funny.
Spencer the First with a diamond says, "Hails to Henrik, Lana, and chat. Hope you're all well. Good to see you, Spencer. Always good to have you around. Thank you for that and dropping by." So Wars Bot with a diamond says, "Hear about New York City military checkpoints for COVID." It's ramping up now. It's getting crazy. We have a little bit of a COVID segment here, which I hope we can squeeze in before we wrap up here. So Wars Bot with a diamond says, "Great show as always. Keep pushing forward. Thank you." And stuff like that with the diamond says, "Sit back and watch them eat their own." Yeah, that's what I think. It's in the form of a question. And I think, yes, that's what I think is going to happen. But we can comment on it as they're doing it, right? I think that's good. Yeah. Chad's Space Captain with a diamond says, great intro plus show. Here's to the next 88 episode. That's right. It's the 88th mm-hmm. episode today. Drops O Sense, I think it is, with a diamond says, getting faster than liberal whack-a-mole mallets. Yeah, I mean, they can't keep up. The more people that speak out, right? That's also the other
plan.
Issue to this, right?
The more the better. The more that's power right. we have. I can't stand Seth Rogen. Oh, my God. Oh, and yeah. he gets so annoyed by people like on our side that are writing him on Twitter. And he responds. He gets so defensive about Israel. Because as we know, he's an ethno-nationalist for Israel. Hardcore. And then he's attacking all of us for being racists, right? For yeah. wanting the same for European countries. So, Seth Rogen, I'm actively trying to make things... less things starring white people, okay? Yep. And then my question is, does that include Jews? Because most of the time his movies are Jews. Doesn't that include yourself? Or do you call yourself white? Or are you Jewish? Or does this mean there's going to be less Jewish people featured in your films now? What do you think?
No, I think what he means is, I think what he's talking about is ethnically white people. And as a Jewish activist, obviously he sees himself as a different ethnic group. That's what I think, just
yes,
honestly. And that's why I think he can say that, because that excludes himself and his ilk from that statement. Now, if you guys watched the Weekend Warrior show, I think it's two shows back, I did a longer read through of a Daily Mail article with an insider from Hollywood, a producer. They were talking about the just intense, fearful environment inside of most of the studios, where everything is basically super anti-white. Yeah. You're like, if you're white male, you're the enemy. You're not going to get hired for anything. They're talking about how they're hiring white people to show up and do things on video on movies and get them done, but they do
give
not get any
no
credit
ones.
Anymore.
Yeah.
They because they can't have people in Hollywood who are just white and straight.
It's sickening. It's sickening. Like, you wouldn't even have Hollywood without straight white men who invented all the technology. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, maybe Hollywood is kind of, I don't mind it going down, crash and burn.
Netflix too. Well, so this just proves too, because Seth Rogen, you know, he's popular in Hollywood. Lots of people support him. People like Ben Shapiro like to say that they're all very anti-Israel and it's just a leftist agenda in Hollywood. Well, this guy proves different. Because he's very pro-Israel, like Ben Shapiro, but he's also a leftist.
Yeah.
And that was my experience that I found there, too, that there was lots of leftists there, but they were very supportive of Israel when it came down to it.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course. You know, of course.
So they play both sides.
Yeah. At least Breitbart covered that here, too. We're good on them for at least doing that, right? All right, so should we tackle this the Matrix thing here now?
Oh
then,
my gosh.
This is should we just look at the video first, because that gives us a little bit of a background?
We'll just give a little background.
Okay, go ahead.
Wachowski brothers, if you guys don't know, has turned into Wachowski sisters. Okay, because they are now both trans, and one of them uses my name, Lana, which I like. Oh, I remember when I heard this, I was like, no. So now it's Lily Wachowski and Lana Wachowski. Lana came out trans in 2012 and 26. Yeah.
What
exactly.
was it? Was it Larry? And what was the other guy's name?
I can't even remember.
Larry
now.
And I'll find you it. Go ahead.
So they made, you know, the hit film Matrix, which was so popular, 1999, the first one came out. It was very popular in alternative media. People were, what does the Matrix mean? The red pill, all this stuff, you know, like it was, people thought it was groundbreaking in the time and stuff. Now, Wachowskis are trying to claim, and we all call it bluff on this, that the film was actually a metaphor for trans identities, but that the corporate world just wasn't ready for it in the year 2000, which I don't buy any of this crap.
Here's a picture of them, how they used to look, by the way.
Taking the red pill is an analogy, Lana says, for taking an estrogen pill.
Oh,
they're trying to like reclaim this whole red pill thing, stuff which no one says red pilled much anymore.
No.
Like, it's pretty 2016
it's pretty
or whatever.
Cringe.
Unless you
say it ironically.
It's all about the trans formation, right? The Matrix.
Yeah.
All about trans people. I'm not buying it. I didn't see that at all. But they're doing wait for it, they're doing a part four, which I'm sure is going to be so woke and so awesome, right? And my friend Jada Pinkett Smith is going to be starring in that
one. Oh, good. Oh, good. That makes things so much better, right? So this is, okay, so it was Larry and Andy Wachowski, which became then Lana Wachowski and Lily Wachowski. Now, I think that this is the second person. The first one that converted had that pink hair and stuff in the beginning. Then I guess that it's the, this must be Andy then on the left here in the picture together with Keanu Reeves there, right? And so that's the person that's talking here, I think, right? Isn't that it? Lily Wachowski then?
I think so. I don't know.
I just gotta, okay, we'll watch this in like 2 seconds, but I mean, I was fascinated with The Matrix when it came out of the movie, and not so, maybe so much because of the kind of the metaphysical kind of aspects and stuff. And yes, there was numerology and esoteric things and all that kind of stuff in there and dualities and whatever. But I was like scared of this prospect of like artificial intelligence and machines taking over and enslaving mankind, essentially. But the whole thing basically turned into some like, well, we have to, you know, you can't really fight back against your evil side. You have to just merge with it. Remember how it ended with Mrs. Smith and Neo at the end of the third one and stuff?
Yeah.
I thought the first one was like, I mean, that was like fucking well made. I mean, it's just, it was groundbreaking when it came out.
That's why everyone was talking about
but
it.
But some people, I remember, theorizing, well, who are these guys? They just showed up out of nowhere and they did this movie. And there are some people that speculated there's someone else behind the movies and these were just people that they wheeled out to take
the credit
for it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, they even say, too, Keanu Reeves' Neo, which is just when he described described as a splinter in your mind, was really a metaphor for gender dysphoria. Like, I'm not buying any of this.
After constructions.
And then why did they wait so many years? You're trying to tell me, like, the year 2000s, you couldn't come out as trans and be accepted in Hollywood? That's not true. That's
no, I don't. Exactly. I don't think so.
Like,
should we listen to this, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm glad that it has gotten out that, you know, that was the original intention, but the world wasn't quite ready at a corporate level. The corporate world wasn't ready for it. So when you make movies and you it's this public art form, I think any kind of art that you put out into the universe, there's a letting go process.
The universe.
Oh, God. Yeah. New age.
Because it's entering into like public dialogue.
You could be whatever you want to be.
That's
going to
be a full,
like,
yeah, it's going to be a full interview.
I'm sorry, but that jaw isn't fooling anyone. Isn't it just very weird? These two brothers become these two sisters. Like, what is going on here? And now they waited forever to do this part four. Now that like it's going to be full of like trans stuff in it.
But then the red pill and the concepts that was described in The Matrix have been used. I mean, the first thing it was used by conspiracy theorists, right? It was the David Icke's and the Alex Jones of this world that used in it, like the red pill. Then for a little bit, it was the men's right movements that took over the red pill.
That's
Remember, there's that movie called The Red Pill. It's about this woman's journey into like the men's rights movement and stuff. Then it was the nationalists or like anti-globalists that took over the red pill and like, oh, you're getting red pilled and blah, blah, blah kind of thing. This is obviously an attack. Like, no, all of those are wrong. It was always about the trans movement.
It was always
movement.
About becoming a man, becoming a woman and taking estrogen. It was always about soy, turns out.
But it's, okay. There's something to that, though, with the androgynous thing that Hollywood and
the female character, what was her name again? Was it Carrie Ann Moss or something?
Trinity.
Played at Trinity. There were some times when she did kind of have the hair slicked and be kind of mannish.
Yeah, the androgynous qualities to a lot of you see it within rock music. There's actually a very interesting kind of esoteric thing of why they used that. Why they pushed that and Marilyn Manson
was pushing
it's
that
kind
real
of a,
hard.
It's a defiance of nature basically, which ultimately is a defiance against God. It's like saying, you know, we can be, we're greater than gods. We have both elements in us instead of like having, you know, again, that's why the family units, it's like, but it's part of nature and
like,
construction
and
because
and woman
that's what really is bringing
that.
Things together. Yeah. They're saying as an individual, you can have these properties inside of yourself. You are a God. You're transforming nature. You're becoming greater than the intended plan. And
well, they're not having kids though, which is.
I mean, it's kind of a. And if you want to use the terminology, but I don't tend to overuse it. But there's you could argue that there's a Satanist kind of Luciferian little trend in that too.
Of course,
The androgynous thing and
and also the fact that there's like,
you know, usually when esotericists talked about this, they spoke about it that you have. these can be internal properties and elements that you have. But it was never about externalizing turning a man into a half go-between or turning a man into a woman or vice versa. That was never what the esoteric lessons from that was. I mean, this is garbage.
Yeah, know? Exactly. Yeah, sure, there could be some things that are more masculine traits or feminine traits, but it doesn't mean that you have to cross-dress.
No. Of course not. No, that this is, it's taking an interesting, again, for the lack of a better term, but like an esoteric concept or a lesson of the nature of the duality that does exist. There are male and female properties and but they're taking it and saying they should externalize it and mush it into this one being. And it's like, no, this is completely
this one perverted
crazy
being that needs like all this makeup and wigs and all this other stuff. It's all very unnatural. You know?
All right, let me do a couple of these here before we end up behind. A fledgling with a diamond says, love you guys. Well, thank you. Love you, fledgling. Good to see you here. Vizor, I think it is, 58 with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Keep fighting the good fight. Much love from our family in Canada. To your growing one, well, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Good to see you here. Thank you for the Ninjagini. Spencer the First again with the diamond says, Jays aren't white. They don't think so. We shouldn't. I think for the most part that is true. Unless, of course, there are opportunities that they, as I've heard, that they can use that, right, to their advantage. And then they can play white. Exactly. But I get your point. And I agree. Black Philip with the diamond says, thoughts on Jake Wall scandal seducing a Shiksa? I'm not followed up on that. I got to look into that, actually. It's something we've missed. I kind of see Jake Wall as a just kind of a like a troll that just seeks attention, so I don't follow too much of his stuff. Thank you, though. We'll look into it. Fledgling with a diamond says, imagine retconning your own film, LOL. Well, exactly. I mean, of course. And the after constructions, and you try to piece it together after the fact. And like it was clearly not about that, right?
Yeah, he was even saying that Lawrence Fishburne, they were trying to make, wasn't his character Morpheus, right?
Yeah.
Morphine, right? Yeah. But that they were going to make him a woman in some shots and a man in some shots. Ooh, but yeah. I don't think Lawrence Fishburne wanted that.
But again, it was like, that's because they were living in a digital world and they could do those kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly.
The warning, see, this, it still stands. The warning and the dangers that Matrix showed was, you're living in an artificial world, the digital world. It's the non-nature here. It's outside of the periphery of nature.
And in that natural world, you could be whatever you want to be.
Yes, you can, exactly. You can defy the rules and all that kind of stuff.
But
and
outside
sure,
of that,
Neo used
choose.
That to his advantage to actually, you know, turn on the machines and stuff like that. But the point is, they were living in an illusion. They were literally physically stuck in pods where they were being fed dead people intravenously. Yeah. They were operating as batteries for machines that had taken over. Like the lesson was,
no, good.
You need to break out of the illusion and turn into reality. All the reality sucks, right? I mean, it's a great lesson in that. It's truth for the time we're in now. To say then that, well, the morphing capabilities that was part of the digital world is what it was all about. It's garbage. It doesn't make sense.
No, they're just making it. This person, Lily, is just making it up now.
Again, if you wake up to reality, you realize you can't shift like they're trying to do. It goes against nature, right? Our Lives Matter with the 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds in a row. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Wolfen, and there was no message attached to those. Wolfen, again, with the diamonds, says, the lesson, don't take pills from odd black men. I've heard that too, the blue pill and the red pill scene, right? James Townsend with a diamond says, Wachowski remaking Matrix with Leslie Jones as Neo. Yeah, exactly. I obviously, that is can't be true, right? That can't be true. if it's true that I think I'd go see that at that point, actually. Obergreiper with a ninja. Thank you, Obergreiper. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Very kind of you. He says, keep producing excellent content. We stand with Red Eyes. You guys are the best. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much, man. And then we have 19. What was it again that stood for? We did the Roman numerals. Was it 1914 or something? With a diamond. MCMXEV. Someone quick on their feet can translate that. Thank you so much. Appreciate the diamond. Simon Coates with a diamond says, in the Matrix, the Oracle put cookies in the oven. Well, there you go. Spencer the First with a, I wonder how many will get this. Spencer the First with a diamond.
There's also a magical Negro, right? Well, that's racist.
Well, that was the Oracle, right?
Yeah.
That was like had the ability to do all these things and stuff.
The
but it's funny because
black woman.
That, as a character, has, of course, subsequently been part of a huge swath of critique.
That's what I'm saying. It's racist
been levied against
now.
Hollywood,
the magical
right?
black person.
Exactly.
Right?
And they ended up using stuff like that. It's hilarious, right? Let me see here. Where are we? Yeah. Spencer the First with the diamond says, Wachowski never got funds after Jupiter Ascending. Did they do that one? That's very interesting.
That was awful. I watched like a couple of
that was really bad.
It was just some new age drug movie.
Everything they did after was... And remember Cloud... Was it Cloud Nine? Cloud Atlas?
Yeah,
was it?
It's all just... Woo! Super, you can tell that they've like gone out of their mind, you know?
Where Matrix...
Clearly.
Where Matrix was like warning against the machines, warning against the robot takeover, warning against the artificial intelligence. In Cloud Nine or Cloud Atlas... Sorry, I confused it. Cloud Atlas, it was like robot rights now. Robots are also that it's a turn on its head. It's very, very bizarre. I think it was like a psyop after the fact that he's just like, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, I'm not surprised by that, frankly, Spencer. Ted Stryker with the diamond says, please get that disgusting thing off the screen.
All right, well, Lily is beautiful.
I'll go to this disgusting thing as that. we'll cover this next here. Spencer the Fresh with a diamond.
They have the same jaw though, so you know.
You gotta stay relevant somehow though. Low, LOL, sad. Yeah, it's true. Exactly.
Now that it's cool and trendy and in and you have to wax my balls and all that stuff, you know, like, yeah.
cool beans. Darren Dork with a diamond says, good work, guys. Love your show. Well, thank you. All right, quick segment here on COVID-1984. We gotta just move through this. This is incredibly crazy stuff here. Council in the UK can demolish contaminated buildings under powers to stop second coronavirus waves. Care homes, factories, offices, and even private homes can be bulldozed as a last resort if virus starts to run out of control.
And what's their proof? This is so convenient. They can just use it for people they don't like and just bulldoze their home.
Palestinians now.
With one of their, yeah, exactly. One of their fraudulent COVID tests. You know, here, stick this in your mouth. It's positive. Okay, bring on the bulldozers, you know. Seriously.
And we know also how a lot of fake testing there is. I have a story about that later too. It's like, you're saying they could, oh no, there's COVID here. Shut up. We have the powers.
Yeah.
Bulldozers.
Yeah, and just 2 minutes later, it comes and you're like, where's my house? You know.
Check out this one.
This is crazy.
We've talked about the LA mayor before, right? He talked about it doing it to businesses. Now he says, LA mayor, what's his name? Eric Garcetti. He says, city may shut off water and power.
It's like communism.
If you're having a party at a house.
Yeah. It's
just like, what the? LA mayor Eric Garcetti announced Wednesday that he's authorizing the city to shut off water and power services to properties hosting large house parties.
It's amazing that this lie is still continuing and that they can get away with saying things like this.
This is incredible. Bulldozing your house, turning off your power, everything. Everything is being done under the auspices of this virus, of this fake and phony bullshit that they pushed on us now. Yeah, LA-based comedian Dick Masterson here tweeted this out. And of course, he says, I can't believe Sweden fucked up their coronavirus this bad. All to protect their stupid Bill of Rights. Now, we don't have technically a Bill of Rights, but his point is, of course, you know, for their ability to just keep going about somewhat normally. It wasn't complete, like, lax measures. There were some restrictions, and they did isolate and took care of the elderly. They did ban people, gatherings over 50, I think, and stuff like that, right? But look at the daily deaths. Even if you believe the numbers, right? Even if you are a numbers freak that thinks that all the numbers we're getting are accurate and correct.
And remember, the numbers that were coming up in the press was trying to, oh my God, look at Sweden spikes in deaths. And it's like, it was people that were like 85 and older. You're people that are old, they actually die. Like,
well,
they
have diseases every year. And unfortunately,
someone 100 died? Oh my God. It's got to be this COVID epidemic.
And this bullshit about, oh, you're for murdering old people. It was a bullshit narrative used against people to get them to submit, basically. Get them to like commit and say, oh, well, you can do whatever you want. I don't want to be a bad person, right? But clearly, it turns out that Sweden did the right thing. If these are the accurate numbers, it shows that this was the right way to go, right? This is the right way to go. Incredible. All right, let's go to the next one here. So speaking of the fake nature of things here, too. Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, first test positive, then he tests negative for the coronavirus, right? So it's like, okay, wait a minute. The governor said he felt confident in the result of a negative test that was taken hours after he tested positive while being screened to greet President Trump. So this is what I'm talking about. Like, these things are just, they're faking this, right? Yeah. Or like, it's so inaccurate, rather, I should say. Yeah. That's a better word. They are faking some of them too, obviously, but there's financial incentive in having high numbers by hospitals, by companies and stuff. Zero Hedge have this. Look at this here. Coronavirus-linked fraud victims have been swindled out of almost $100 million.
It's been a huge racket.
U.S. losses from coronavirus-related frauds have reached nearly $100 million since March, according to a new report by Reuters. Complaints about COVID-19 scams in states that have doubled in most states as well. A consumer protection group reported based on government data shows a fast-growing criminal industry surrounding COVID, including everything from fake stimulus check offers to shopping scams and fake cures. The study shows that California, Florida, New York, Texas, Pennsylvania were the five most targeted states. Combined, they account for about a third more than 150,000 instances of COVID-related fraud reported by FTC nationally. Anyway, this is just, I mean, this is
And by the way, did you also
crazy.
Hear about the stimulus checks? People were wondering because a lot of people that are dead were getting these checks.
Getting them, yeah.
And the IRS is actually saying, hey, there's a box on there. Check here if this person is deceased and please send this check back to the IRS. Like,
right.
So was there some slush fund happening here or this
it's
money, all these dead people someone took? You know,
yep.
Seriously.
It's very possible.
Yeah, New York here, they're saying schools are going to open up statewide. They have to be 6 feet apart and wear masks. I'm like, how are they going to be 6 feet apart when they have classes of like 40, 50 kids now?
Yeah, you crowded know? School environments.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what actually happens there.
Yep.
I've been hearing talks of other colleges of these crazy visors and masks and
face visors.
Hazmat suits they basically have to wear to sit there and get their Marxist propaganda.
That's crazy, crazy. Okay, a couple of more here real quick, folks. So I came across this and was like, wait a minute, this can't be true. Coronavirus did not originate in Wuhan, World Health Organization confirms. It was out of the Manila Times, and I searched for stories. It was like, wait a minute, this possibly can't be true. Did they say this? The World Health Organization admission that Wuhan may not be the origin of COVID-19 may put to rest conspiracy theories that have placed the central Chinese city and China in bad light over the virus's origin, says China's epidemiologist. It's basically World Health Organization carrying water for China once again, right? Committing to them. Here's a Chinese outlet saying, well, World Health Organization says Wuhan's virus alarm doesn't necessarily point to COVID-19 origin. So now they're trying to get China off of the whole thing altogether.
Because
you know who they point the fingers?
Trump,
you know who China points the fingers to?
Yeah,
America and Europe. That's who done it. That's where it comes from.
Just
China
blame
says
on
no.
The white people.
Yeah. Here's a little short clip here. I think this is with Ted Rose here. No, this is the official Chinese outlet here. Let's just listen what they say about this real quick here.
The World Health Organization says the groundwork for an investigation into the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic in the city of Wuhan has been completed, and an international team of experts will be deployed to the Chinese city. The WHO also warns that there may never be a silver bullet for the COVID-19 outbreak and urged the public to follow the basic virus prevention rules. Our Kim Jae-hee reports.
All right, there we go. So let's pause it right there. But okay, you guys get the idea. They're trying to just it's fine. Don't worry about it. They've now said that they're not really behind it, right? There's more to the story kind of thing.
But just trust them.
Yeah, just trust them. All right, guys, we're going to start running up there. We try to squeeze in a lot here right at the end, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to take a couple of the super chats before we round up here, guys. I'm going to open the box as well. But Lana, do you want to say bye before
yes,
you take off?
Yes, I need
off?
To go. I'll see you guys, well, actually on Weekend Warrior, right?
Yes.
I actually have a 314 interview and a new video coming out. So.
Yeah, that's right.
That should do for this week.
That's right. Okay, all right.
You guys have a good night, okay?
Thank you, Lana, for joining us. We'll do a couple of these super chats. We'll see you later. All right, thank you, guys. Let me do a couple of these here then before we let you guys go, and we're going to wrap up in a bit here. I wanted to add a couple of extra lemons in the DLive chest as well here before we let you guys. Let me see if I can click in on the channel here real quick too. But yeah, let me do a couple of these. As a Silosopher gives a diamond and also shares a couple of one-month subscriptions. Thank you for that, Silosopher. Really appreciate it. That's very kind of you. We have, who do we have receiving that too? Les Pelucon, Dan Snoot, I think it's not, Cheese Snickers, and Wolfen, I think it was, that received, Cash Lemon received a one-month sub there as well. So thank you for that, Salos, for really appreciate it. Daredevils, that's the wrong angle right there. Daredevils Advocate with a diamond, thank you. Our Lives Matter with a diamond says, news, low melanin people are COVID super vectors. In Sweden, that turned out to be true. I remember that. It was pretty interesting that the Somali community was very, very overrepresented when it comes to COVID-19. Now, that could be through the vitamin D deficiency. We've talked about that before, the fact that it's actually pretty cruel to have these people in a northern environment and then just, you know, not say anything about the fact that they have a more difficult time producing vitamin D due to the lack of sunlight, right? But you can't notice differences because that's racist, right? That's racist. Spencer the First with a diamond says, love you both. Keep up the good fight. Hales, well, thank you, Spencer the First. It was good to have you here. The Last Red Squirrels with the diamond says, great show. Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. Mr. Wright with a diamond says, the end is near. Goodbye. Take care. Maybe it is the towards the end. Well, end of the show anyway. We're coming up here. Thank you, Mr. Wright. And he's followed by two other additional diamonds from Mr. Wright. Thank you for that. Oscar 10 with a ninjette. Thank you for that, by the way. Says, water, food, shelter, means of self-defense, network, do it now. I completely agree. It feels like the window is closing. I've said that. I think we might have 10 years before, like, they're trying to have the full clampdown and takeover in place, but it might go faster than that. Watch out. I think things are going to get bad, and I don't say that to black people, but I'm just saying, like, we get in place now and prepare. And we have added an additional 1,000 lemons in the chest as well, so we're going to open that up in a little bit here, just do the rest of these before we wrap up here. Decoder with a diamond says, we are in an abusive relationship with the elite. I totally agree. That's well put, well way of saying it. Our Lives Matter with a diamond. Great job, Henrik and Lana. Thank you for being here. Our Lives Matter again with a diamond says, keep telling the truth for our future. We will. Thank you so much for that. And then we have Obergreuper with a Ninjagini. Once again, thank you so much, Obergreuper. And thank you to everyone who sent a ninjette. A special shout out to you guys. Thank you so much, Pam, Obergreuper. Really appreciate it. Thank you to all of you. All right, here we go, boys and girls, opening the chests. We have about 2K in there now. So big distribution here. Thank you so much again for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Really appreciate it. See Mr. Wright send another diamond. We can't thank you enough, boys and girls, for being here, joining us. Hope you enjoy the show. And as Lana said here right before the end, we're going to be back here, of course, Sunday with Weekend Warrior. Check out redicemembers.com, of course, our site where everything is archived on redicemembers.com. We have the exclusive member shows right there, and everything goes up there first when we publish it. We also have exclusive videos and stuff like that right there. And we do have, it's going to add Subscribestar as an additional subscription option as well. But there are a couple of instructions we got to give there because it might be actually confusing for people because they have Subscribestar just like Patreon has these kinds of tiers and that auto renews each month. And so we can't, if we set the membership kind of structure that we have on Subscribestar, unfortunately, we can't just say that it's a one-time payment, that it auto-renews every month. So if you buy a subscription through Subscribestar, purchase it and then cancel it again, because otherwise it will renew after a month, and that's not the intention. The intention is you buy one product, if you will, and then we give you access to the amount that you bought it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or 1 year. So anyway, we'll give some instructions on that a little bit later so that becomes a little bit more clear for you guys. All right, boys and girls, thank you so much again. Really appreciate it. Love y'all. Much love. Stay strong. Keep fighting. Stay brave. Don't get your head down. Keep your chin up. We're doing the right thing. Keep telling the truth no matter what, and things will slowly and surely get better as more and more of us wake up. We'll see you next time, guys. Take care. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.